listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. We're still no closer to knowing who will be the next mayors of Livingston and the Central Highlands. In the West, Janice Moriarty says her 17% lead over incumbent Kerry Hayes is looking promising, but around a third of votes are still to be counted. There's really been no change in Livingston's tight contest, where Adam Bellow has around a 2% lead over Andy Island. Postal votes are still accepted through till next Tuesday, so we may be waiting for a while. Meantime, Gladstone voters are among the worst in the state for incorrectly filling out their councillor ballot papers, Dan McRae reports.
The Electoral Commission of Queensland bins your card if it's blank, if you use ticks or crosses, the required number of boxes weren't marked, or you wrote your name on it. Over 10% of people made one or more of those mistakes in Gladstone of the votes tallied so far, with counting expected to continue for a few more days at least. That means 2,400 bungled votes. Rocky residents have been much better, with just 4.8% not counting. Livingston is up around 8%.
A school staff member has performed a citizen's arrest overnight, detaining an alleged thief who police say was trying to steal cars. Meanwhile, police in Gladstone are trying to track down a group of three people who allegedly broke into a Sun Valley shopping complex on Monday, stealing cigarettes. And a bushfire advice message remains in place for Glen Eden in Gladstone South. Video on social media shows flames approaching the back fences of properties and residents using garden hoses to contain it. Checking local sport now, our men's soccer teams are looking to make their mark in round three this weekend, with three sides locked together at the top of the ladder. Reigning champs and current leaders Clinton host Southside United in Gladstone. Cap Coast are also hitting the road to face Narimbara, while Bluebirds meet Frenchville and Central takes on Bursicar.